Hey everybody, here's your weekly energetic check-in for May 16th to the 22nd. So we have had the most intense energy coming through for the last 3 or 4 days, and I'm sure that you guys have been feeling it. And it really was a combination of a lot of different things. We had the buildup coming to last night's full moon lunar eclipse. And you would have noticed probably the past couple of days, especially if you're energetically sensitive, it was like there were peaks and valleys with the energies that were coming through. So I know for myself, I noticed in the mornings, there was like a rise in the frequencies that were coming through, really, really severe energy going through the solar plexus. And so really, like, if you didn't know anything about energy and you didn't understand what was going on, you very easily could have felt like you were having a panic attack. It was that kind of energy. So very strong, very fast, very forceful energy. And so I hope that if you guys were feeling that you recognized it for what it was, which was just an excess of energy coming through, right? Like they're saying to me, like the boulders, that's like the big boulders of energy. When they come through, they roll through. And what we feel is kind of like that resistance of it not coming through and then just passing or releasing. One of the things that's really important for you guys to do, especially if you're energetically sensitive or an empath, is that when you're feeling the intensity of the energies coming through like that, you can ask to clear away everything that does not belong to you. And so you can literally visualize all of the cords of attachments, like all of the connections, all of the people that may think about you or hold you in their mind. You can release all of those energies that don't belong to you, because what happens is it's kind of like a siphoning effect. So the energies coming in, the big energies are coming through your physical vessels, holding on to it. It's not meant to keep it though. And then what happens is if you've got a lot of other people's energies in you, it kind of has this pooling effect. So it kind of like sits. And so that's when you would have, like, you would notice, especially when they were doing the work for our solar plexus and our third eye, you would notice that excess energy in your body. And it would often show up as anxiety. That's the kind of like the, so if you weren't using it, so meaning if you weren't, you know, out doing something physically active or grounding it or like actually moving that energy, it would have felt really, really uncomfortable for you. So I hope that you're feeling better now, because that has shifted and moved on. So all of that energy kind of came up and cleared. Another thing that happens, and they're showing me this right now, is that when we come into the full moon energies, everybody creates all of these intentions, right? There's this, the wishes, the dreams, the hopes, the manifesting, all of that. And it's like this big energetic energy balloon of everybody's thoughts and everybody's energy that comes in. And then it kind of holds there and sits there. And it's, again, it's a lot. And then with the moon energy opening up the way that it did last night, you know, having the peak of the energy, then all of that is released. So you should be feeling better today. You should be feeling not the intensity of it, but you definitely will be feeling, because when I tuned in to check in for us specifically for this week, they started off by saying a downtime after the party. So I guess it could have been felt like a party if you were enjoying the way everything was feeling. It certainly would have been energy to get things done, right? If you could have stayed in alignment with the positive of it and not gone into the negative of it, which sometimes happens, right? But so we're going to be experiencing, they're saying, the downtime after the party. So what's it like after you have a party in your house? There's lots of cleaning to do and you're tired. And so the second thing that they gave me for all of us was a spiritual hangover. So yes, there is such a thing as a spiritual hangover. And that really is when we've just been working hard, bringing in a whole bunch of really high frequencies for a while. There needs to be that time where we have the calibration. So we bring in all of these energies. We have to be able to use the energies, right? We have to be able to calibrate them with our physical body. And so there is that period where we feel less than ideal. So we, you know, even if we did manage to sleep last night, I think the sleep for me was a little bit better than I'd been the past couple of days. Busy in the dream state again, though, of course. But I feel like I could sleep for about 18 hours, 18 more hours. So honor that part of yourself. If you're feeling that need to like rest and recalibrate and regroup, honor that for you right now. Especially like they're showing me, and I know for some of you, it's challenging because you've got the kids and the business and the all the stuff. But you have to remember that this is really important because they're literally showing me like take a half an hour here, take 20 minutes here of pure rest. And if you're not able to just go and have a nap, you know that meditation is one of the most powerful ways to build back your energy, to regroup, to bring everything back. And so even if it's, you know, something as simple as sitting outside under a tree for 20 minutes, sitting on your grass for 20 minutes, or, you know, if it's raining like it is here this morning and kind of cold now after we had some beautiful, beautiful weather, sit at the window and just, you know, connect with a tree or a plant or your yard that you can see for 20 minutes. And just have the intention when you do that of saying to yourself, I call back all of my energy. I call back all of my energy and just kind of sit there, do that, bring the awareness to behind your eyes. So you're going to stay in your physical body. You're not going to go out of it. You're going to bring, because we're rebuilding energy, right? So in order to do that, we need our soul to be a present in the body. And so we anchor all that energy back. We just call back the energies to ourselves. And if you're feeling, if you do a little bit of an energetic check-in and you feel this, we're going to do some work with this, guys, on Wednesday when we do our healing circle. So I hope you guys can make it for that. But it's always a good idea to do like a little feel around of who's kind of connecting to you, who's hanging on to you energetically. Because sometimes we can literally get the burden of other people's energies and we have to revoke the permission and take it away so that we don't have, doesn't mean that we don't love them or don't like them. It just simply means that we just don't want to carry their bags for them. And we're allowed to do that. We are allowed to absolutely do that. So another thing they said to me was, and they asking this a question, so think about this question for a bit for yourself. Were things illuminated that you didn't like? So over the past little while, and especially last night with the energy of the full moon, did things come up to the surface that you didn't like or that you thought were done or that, you know, that you thought were on your other timeline, but now they're coming back for you? Pay attention to that because they're saying that there's going to be a bit of resurfacing. They're saying that always happens. Remember the thing about the layers, we're never completely going to clear the slate. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen for you in this human lifetime. It's not, because it's not the way the energy works. It never disappears and never leaves. It just changes shape and form. So remember that the layers will just change shape and form for you, which means that that will show up in your experiences differently. But pay attention, because each time it comes through in a layer, so each time something's illuminated for us and we can see it clearly, it changes. So it's, you know, maybe the first 1,000 times you worked on it, it completely wiped you out and it was horrific and it was no good. And then maybe the next 100 times you worked on it, it was not so bad and you were like dealing with it. And then maybe by the other, you know, you guys see where I'm going with this, right? So as things come in and as we work on it, as we shine the light on it, right, it becomes less daunting, less overwhelming. We can like clearly see it for what it is. And the challenges will lessen through it. It'll become more of having the experiences through feeling good through things and not necessarily through the suffering things. Remember, that's part of the, we can end those contracts of saying, I no longer have experiences through suffering. I no longer have experiences through suffering. That's a really important one to let the universe know about for sure. So I thought this was kind of nice. One other thing about that with the seeing things that we didn't like, They said to be mindful of our reactions. So really pay attention to your reactions to everything. And like use it as a little bit of a red flag for you of, okay, some work to be done there. Or, okay, that's a great place for me to call back my energy. Just I'll give you guys an example of something that's happening in my life right now. Of course, I've got teenagers. And if you have ever had teenagers, you know that they can be some of our greatest teachers. And so, you know, my teenagers don't, two of them particularly don't like to go to school. They don't. And I mean, it's the end of the school year, to be fair. Everybody's kind of ready for school to be over, but they do not want to be going to school. So the mornings are a challenge. It's an absolute challenge. And these are not babies. These are, you know, they're 17 and 15. They should be able to get themselves up and get themselves out the door on time, but it's not happening. And so my reaction to it in the morning has been frustration and anger and, you know, you name it, all of the negative energy that's coming through as I'm trying to get these guys out the door. There's also the guilt, the shame, the all of that, you know, like, oh, you're a bad parent if you can't get your kids out the door in time. And if they don't go to school, they're not going to get the credit. And oh, my God, all of that stuff. And so I have to have the realization that I'm having the stress reaction to all of that. I'm consciously choosing that battle. And as soon as I do that, my physical body gets whacked. So the cortisol levels go up, the adrenaline goes up. We know the effects of that. That's high blood pressure. That's your heart rate. That's the, the inflammation. All of that stuff happens. And so I have to be working on this and reminding myself that my reaction to things causes the cascade of effect for myself. It's not affecting my two teenagers. They don't seem stressed at all about it. They're not, you know, they're not raising their voice. They're not getting into a panic. They actually seem to move slower when I get angry and frustrated with them, which, you know, makes perfect sense. And I should be cueing in on that and following that lead. So this is what we will be doing, is we will have the awareness of our reactions to things so that we can go, oh, okay, so I'm going to choose. I can choose right now. I can choose to yell, or I can choose to not yell and bring my energy back to myself and then let the consequences happen for them in the way that it needs to happen for them. This is hard for you if you are a fixer. There's a lot of fixers of us out there because we feel the need to make everything happen, and it's got to go this way and it's got to be that. And this will be definitely a test for us to be able to just let things go and, you know, and it'll be what it'll be, exactly the way it always is supposed to be. And that means that it'll turn out that way regardless of whether we were screaming and yelling and trying to make somebody do something they didn't want to or not. So really watch your reaction. Pay attention to this because it's going to happen across the board. And remember, part of that also is Mercury is in retrograde. And so that's our communication center. And so that means that there's going to be numerous opportunities that somebody's going to say something to you, or somebody's going to, or not necessarily to you, but somebody will say something, somebody will be doing something. You're going to have a big, strong emotional reaction to that. That's going to be your cue to say, oh, okay, so what do I choose here? Am I going to choose to have that kind of reaction? How's that play out for me? Does that make me feel good, or does it make me feel bad? And kind of use that as your gauge. And then they're saying to me right now that let go. So let that kind of be like your little, you know, the little sign that comes up for you, right? That post sign in that marker that says, let it go. So then when it comes up, you can literally just be like, okay, let it go. So as somebody's talking to you and you're starting to have a reaction, or somebody does something and you start to have a reaction, you can say, let it go. Just let it go. And it's your permission, kind of you're giving permission to your ego and your pain body to like walk away. No action required here. Just walk away. And it's very interesting because the more we do that, like if we do that throughout the day with all these little things that come up, it really brings back the energy to ourselves. So then our energy starts to feel better. We start to feel stronger. We start to feel more stable. We feel more grounded. We feel more centered. And when we feel like that, we have clarity. And when clarity comes in, that's when creativity flows. That's when the good stuff starts moving. That's when we feel inspired. And so that's kind of going to be the plan. So let me know if you guys you can do it in the Facebook group. If you haven't joined the Facebook group yet, guys, pop over to Facebook and on the page, and you'll see my groups, and that's our special private group in there. Great place for us to share how we're doing on everything. You can also reply to the emails, and I will read those as well. Okay, so they said that we need to stay focused with soft eyes. So soft eyes and a gentle gaze. That's, again, tying into everything that I just said to you about that. And maybe that will kind of be a reminder as well, is to, you know, to feel the softness in the eyes. So having the focus, so focusing on, you know, the stuff that makes me feel good, focusing on the positive stuff. You know, for me, one of the things that I'm consciously doing right now is I'm getting off of the social media. I'm not scrolling on my page and through the stuff, and I'm picking up a book and I'm reading a book instead, like a book that is self-investing, so that it's doing something for myself. And remember that every time we kind of do those things, our gaze softens, right? Like it just becomes a softer, relaxed way to experience things. And I feel like that's really important right now, because we've had so much intensity that coming into this next little phase is going to be like a softer, playful energy about it, which is fun. And if you guys have noticed, the Schumann scale, which is the measurement of the Earth's core, it's been up and staying up, which I find really, really interesting. So it's been like in the 50s for that. We haven't had any like massive, like up to 100s like we had, but it's been staying like in the 50s, which is quite significant, I feel like. And I'm not sure that anybody's really talking about it as much, but it's almost like, you know how when it's like the gas prices, you know how you get, they're like so low for so long. And then we had that big now boom up, you're at $2, and everybody's like, you know, an uproar, and everybody's like, oh my God, how are we going to do this? Blah, blah. And then time passes and it's staying at the $2, and everybody's adapting. Everybody's managing to do it and pay for it, and they're still continuing to live. I feel like that kind of thing's happened with the Schumann. So I feel like there's been that upgrade in frequency. I feel like there's been that, like we hit a milestone, like we hit it, and now it becomes like the new norm. Everybody's just like, oh, okay, well, this is where we're at. And I feel like that's they're saying to me right now in increments. So I feel like as these new frequencies come in and we like bring them in and we anchor them, they will be doing it to us in increments, so that we don't have such a noticeable shock to the system, if that makes sense. So keep an eye on that. We'll keep an eye on it together, and we'll see if what they're giving me is, if that adds up to what's happening with the Schumann staying where it is, which is, I really feel the strongest when the Schumann is higher. I really feel like very spacey, ungrounded when the Schumann is really low, when it's like, you know, when we're having it the 8 days, like down in 8. So pay attention to that. It's almost like that the normal, which was the 7.8, is like no longer comfortable. It's just we don't feel well there anymore. We feel better in the higher frequencies, which then tells me, oh, well, maybe we have been, you know, the upgrades, we are adapting, we are changing. So that's very, very interesting. Okay, and so they're going to talk about, the last thing was about the distraction. So another question to ask yourself this week is, what takes you off your course? So really kind of put some feeling into that and ask to be shown it. If there's blocking there from ego, pain, body, then just ask your higher self, your innate self, what takes me off course? And just, you'll see, they'll show you the distractions of everything. So pay attention to that, because again, it's going to be, you know, important for you, especially if you want your journey to be easier and have less resistance in it. and be able to have the growth through it, that's going to happen with you not having the distractions. And so sometimes, again, it's like the same thing. We get so adaptable that we don't even realize that the distractions are distractions. So pay attention to that and ask yourself, and then, you know, do the automatic writing. So pen in hand, close your eyes, take a few slow deep breaths, and then say, what takes me off of my course? And then start writing down whatever it is that comes through, and then go through each thing and say, okay, yes, okay, I can take that. I can take that. Okay, gonna work on that, gonna acknowledge that. And then the last thing that they talked about was the downloads and the physical body and the integrations. And so I feel like that is going to be, again, it's that the frequencies all coming in, working together. So you may be noticing a few more tweaks happening in the body, right? Whenever the work's being done on it, think about it. Like if you're going and getting cosmetic surgery, you know, how beautiful you look after or not, depending on what, but the pain that you endure through it, right? Swelling up like a balloon, all black and blue, all the bruises, all of that. So remember, every time they come in and we have those downloads where that happens for us, we experience the aftershock of it. So there is like the pain, the discomfort, the, you know, the nausea, the headaches, all that stuff that can come through. I feel like that's kind of all they're saying to me right now, lessening. So that's going to be lessening, which is a really good thing. Because again, I feel like the other thing is the higher frequencies of the earth are coming in and helping us to acclimate better, if that kind of makes sense, like full circle kind of all comes together. So that is really good news for some of us who are extra sensitive, especially with our physical bodies, bringing the energies through in the physical way. So that's, I'm glad to hear that. That is good news. Okay, guys. So we are going to be getting together on Wednesday for the healing circle. The email that goes out with you today is going to have your link in it so that you can join it. And then next week we have our other live event, which is... Well, you guys check the schedule. You'll see it. Okay. And don't forget to join the Facebook group. If you are on social media, then you come on there. And if not, you can communicate back and forth through the emails. And of course, when you come to the lives, we can chat and connect with each other as well. Okay. Have an amazing couple of days. And I will see you guys on Wednesday, and have a great week working on everything. Talk to you soon.